This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We're about to have a very awkward family moment on this show. Everybody say hello to Garrett.
Hello.
Hi, Garrett.
Hey, everybody.
So Garrett is 22 years old. He's a student at the University of South Florida down in Tampa. Mm-hmm. Garrett is my dad's girlfriend's son, and he just got back from 6 weeks studying abroad in Sicily, which had to be amazing, right?
Oh, it was awesome. 4 weeks, by the way.
Oh, 4 weeks. Sorry, I didn't mean to get it confused. And what are you studying again? Tell everybody quickly.
So essentially what I do is called digital archaeology. And it's the digital applications of archaeology. So if you find artifacts or need a catacomb,
yeah.
You know. I could go on forever.
He's wicked smart. That's all you need to know. And so he is spending just a couple of days in Boston before he heads back to Florida. And yesterday we had one of our famous garage BQs, right?
Famous.
And yes.
It
was great.
And so I have a beer fridge in the garage. And my sister-in-law had made a stop at The Alchemist, which is a very famous brewer in Vermont, when she came back from Montreal. And she brought me some of this beer that I love called Heady Topper. And it's one of the best beers in the world. And he stumbled across it in the fridge. And he's like, can I have this? And I was like, hold on. Before you take this beer, you need to understand the background of this beer.
Oh, my God.
You don't just drink a Heady Topper.
I'm trying to get drunk, not get lectured.
Yeah, right? Just going to pound it.
Let me tell you the history.
So he gets the beer, and he starts drinking the beer. And it this point, something happens with him and my 8-year-old son. What happens at this moment? What does he say to you, or what do you say to him?
So essentially, I motioned to him jokingly that, you know, if he wanted to try the beer, basically.
So you offered my 8-year-old a sip of your beer?
Jokingly.
Okay.
It was all in good fun.
Right.
And, you know, he sort of shrugged, gave me a little smirk, and then he was like, well, I tried coffee once, but I didn't like it. And so naturally, I'm going to tell him, you know, if you don't like coffee, you're probably not going to like beer, to be honest.
Okay. Now, this is where I come into the conversation, because all I hear you say to him is, don't worry, when you're like 15 or 16 and you start drinking beer, you will learn to like it. Do I have that right?
Well, basically, I told him, you know, you're not going to like it now, but, you know, 15, 16, parents aren't looking, you're going to try it, and it's just going to grow on you, basically.
Yep, he's not lying.
Well, he's not.
So this is where the awkward part comes in. You are no longer allowed to visit us. You're lucky you're leaving today. I wanted to throw you out last night. He's 8 years old. Why would you put that in his head?
I mean, you know, he's going to experience it eventually, but he's my little nephew, basically.
Yeah, but I don't want you telling him that.
Listen, Garrett's from Florida. Things move a little differently down there.
Yeah,
no, I grew up in Florida. I totally understand it. And yes, I did the exact same thing, but that's not something you tell an 8-year-old.
How old were you when you had your first sip of beer? Did your dad or your mom never hooked you up with a sip when you were a kid? Because mine did.
So my mother bought me 2 kegs for my 18th birthday.
See? Late bloomer. But
times
were
different then.
This was during black and white television. I'm that old.
Out there in your ivory tower lecturing people about Heady Topper and throwing Garrett out the house.
But what I say and what I do are two different things as a parent, okay? Don't do as I did. You do as I say. I just could not believe it. I was blown away when you said that to him.
To be fair, it was a joke.
I was going to give him the beer.
Yeah, it was a very awkward moment.
I'm just trying to be the cool uncle.
And then you guys disappear to go like throw the lacrosse ball, and you have the beer in your hand. And I'm like, oh my God. Did you give him a sip of the beer while you were going playing lacrosse?
Okay. Of course not.
Okay.
Yes, he did.
No.
Listen, Captain Mountain out of a molehill.
Much Barrett likes to talk about everything he does, you would have heard about it.
How old do you think he's going to be when he takes his first sip of beer? How's that?
I don't want to think about
Carson
it.
Carson just had a heart attack in the studio.
As long as he's going to be drinking Keystone Light or something, not your fancy Heady Topper.
No, he's going to be drinking Natty Lights, and you're going to have to deal with that.
He's going to be in the woods somewhere in the South Shore.
I was just like, what are you doing? So anyway, I just had to call you out for that.
Hey, it's all good.
Right. How old were you when you had your first beer?
honestly, like 14.
All right. Thanks. Yeah.
Same.
Hey, Annie?
Yeah, 13 to 14.
Wow. Yeah, yeah, I was like definitely that. A late bloomer, Dan.
I don't know. I'm not a mathematician.
Dan's like three.
Probably around 15, something like that. I don't know.
Yeah. So the moral of the story is none of you are allowed to hang out with my son.
Come on.
Between now and the time he turns 30 is what I'm saying.
Listen, we all turned out away or something. Yeah. Yeah. We're not okay-ish.
We're here.
All right. Well, it's good to have you in town. Don't ever come back.
Thanks for having me.
You can come to my house, Garrett.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.